Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a poet, a pastor, and a podcaster. In the HSP neighborhood, we encourage the spiritual practice of looking and listening for the sacred in everyday life. This is what we call Holy Shenanigans. November is here, and all month long at HSP, we are celebrating practicing gratitude, blessings, or speaking and thinking well of something or someone. This is a daily practice that can be observed the whole month of November, and it's what we're calling Yes to the Bless Challenge. The practice of blessing, simply said, is to speak or think well of someone or something. This November, I and guests on the podcast will be sharing stories about blessing and giving gratitude. And by way of some holy shenanigans, I came across a Rumi poem titled The Guest House. By way of Parker Palmer's Instagram, I was introduced to this beautiful poem. If you aren't familiar with Parker Palmer's writing, I invite you to check it out. His writing has blessed me for years with honesty, hope, and encouragement. It was in Palmer's book, Let Your Life Speak, that I first read Buechner's words, "Where your deep joy meets the world's deep need, this is where you are called." From Rumi to Parker Palmer to Frederick Buechner, authors write and pour into the hearts of unseen hearts. As I consider the work of these authors, I know that their work has been a blessing to me and many others, and it makes me wonder, how has the written word made an impact on you? And how might you express it for this Yes to the Bless challenge? Some people are blessed by written word, and some prefer music, especially joyful music, so wonderful that you can't help but respond to it. It makes you tap your toes, sing along, or go into a full dance break on the beat. Joyful sounds in written word or music are things that we need more of in the world. We need things to lift us up, encourage us, and, well, bless someone or something. Expressions of joy, whether it be in conversation, song, or the written word, is the focus of our conversation today. In Psalm 98, we hear a song of celebration and joy that cannot be denied. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voices, rejoice, and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and with the voice of song, with trumpets and sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord. Let the rivers clap their hands. If the rivers can clap their hands, perhaps we should consider how the power of joy and blessing might help us up to our feet, even in the most challenging of times. To be clear, though, I am not speaking about happy, clappy, 24/7 saccharine-like joy. The kind of joy and blessing of which I speak is something that is deep and rich and exists in all aspects of life. Which leads me to today's conversation of 3.5 questions about love with Tracy Wright. In the season of Lent 2021, I signed myself up for a challenge. It wasn't Yes to the Blessed challenge, like the one we're practicing now, but it was a 100-day dress challenge. If you would like to hear the full story of this dress challenge, go back and find episode 33 of this podcast, A Good Shepherd in a Wool Dress. The 100-day dress challenge was where Tracy and I met, and where we would come to know each other as Woolies, as well as the truth that it's about the dress, but it's not about the dress. Tracy was a fellow 100-day dress challenger who started her challenge a few weeks before I did. We got to know each other through our daily photos and posts to document our experience about the challenge. The rules of the challenge determined we share daily photos. But there was an unexpected blessing to this challenge. It was friendships forged over 100 days. Tracy and I connected on the Woolies group page, then became Facebook friends, who then became real friends through phone calls, video chats, and prayers over the needs in our lives. We were friends, but we had never met in person. That is, until a week ago, when Tracy rolled up to my house for an overnight respite and a face-to-face visit on her cross-country Woolies journey. But more about that directly from Tracy in a moment, as she shares her Yes to the Blessed challenge by way of answering 3.5 questions about love. Hi there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. This is Tara Eastman, and I am here to ask 3.5 questions from my friend Tracy. Tracy and I met each other through a wool and 100-day dress challenge, and we've visited via video chat and phone. We are geographically challenged in getting together, but she is on a journey this fall. She's headed all the way across country on an adventure of her very own. And I thought, who wouldn't be the best person to talk to about these 3.5 questions of love as she's on this journey of love? And so thank you. My first question is this. What do you love, Tracy, about being you?
I've gotten to an age in my life where a lot of things don't matter. A lot of things I don't worry about, you know, the little stuff, the petty stuff. I'm having a great time in life. You know, I'm doing a lot of things that I never thought I would have done. And I'm taking risks, you know, doing these, driving cross country by myself with dogs and a table. And it's just been great. So I guess I love about me is that I'm able to sort of look at different opportunities and go for it.
Thank you. So all month long, we're talking about ways to say yes to blessing. Or the way I like to say it, how do you say yes to the bless? And so that is part of why I wanted to talk to you, because in this adventure that you're on, you are receiving blessing from people, you're extending blessing to people, and trusting that God is with you on the journey. So I just think that's a beautiful way that you're living into this adventure and having a great time doing it.
It's true. I'm being welcomed into homes. People are feeding me. People are welcoming me. And these are people that I've actually never met in person. I've talked to through Facebook groups. I just don't even know how to describe it. It's just, it, you know, makes my heart just kind of just feel so alive.
Yeah. I'm so honored that you wanted to come by my little corner of the world.
I wouldn't have missed it. Are you kidding me? You're my woolly pastor.
Oh, what can I say? Thank you. That is an honor. And so on that line of thought, what is a story about love that you would like to share with our neighborhood?
I'm going to talk about the love that I found along this journey.
Sure.
You know, when I walk into somebody's house and I see them for the first time, even though we've conversed and we've texted, we talk on the phone, it's just like we're old friends. Mm-hmm. And it's been so nice. I mean, just the hugs and the laughter and the talks, it's actually touched my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is the first time I've ever driven cross country by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this. And it's just enormously gratifying.
How many times in our life do we have a chunk of time to go on an adventure like this?
My daughter passed away in March, and she and I had been talking about driving cross country mm-hmm. and going up to Vermont. And I'm from Portland, Oregon. And driving across the country and seeing the leaves change in New England. Mm. And she passed away. And I thought, you know, I'm going to take that trip. I'm going to take that trip for her.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of am taking that trip with her.
Yeah.
With her in my heart. But I also brought some of her ashes to scatter up in New England.
It's so
and
beautiful.
So I feel the love of her with me every mile that I drive. And I know that she's happy that even though I miss her terribly, I'm pretty sure she's happy that I'm continuing on mm-hmm. and doing the things that we had talked about doing.
Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
I wonder what you love to do in the world.
I love to knit. I love to draw and paint. I love to garden. I've got a huge garden with vegetables and flowers, and I like to meet up with people and mm-hmm. do things, sort of like the music, getting together with people and playing. Mm-hmm. The art, you know, that seems like a solitary thing, but it's not. You sort of connect with other groups and other people who are drawing. You share your pictures, and you get really close with the people you're doing this with because you are vulnerable drawing something or painting something and showing somebody, being open like that.
So it sounds like creativity is a big thing that you love to do, be engaged in that creative flow.
It's just fun. That's where I feel the happiest.
Is that something that you do in your vocation, or is this something that you've discovered at this point in your life or come back to?
It's something I've come back to. I used to do music when I was young. Mm-hmm. I played piano, took piano lessons, played guitar. I used to sort of paint a little bit or draw when I was a child. I didn't learn to knit until I was grown up or garden. You know, you get busy. You have kids, you have a family, you raise them, you do all that. And, you know, you just don't have time for that sort of stuff. So now that my kids are all grown and out, I'm finding that taking these things back in my life has been really a source of joy.
I am grateful that I've been able to return to those things. Okay, so my last is a half question. You never know where this one's going to go. But what would be a blessing or an invocation or just a wise thing about love that you could share with our listeners?
Love is out there. I mean, there is love everywhere, but sometimes you have to look for it. You know, it's hidden. You don't expect to find it. You don't expect to find the love when you walk into a stranger's house and they hug you. You don't expect to find love, you know, in a lot of places. But it is there. You just have to kind of look for it. So my thing is take the risk. You know, make the time to do like a crazy cross-country road trip. I sort of decided on a whim and I quit my job. I sold a vehicle. I got another vehicle, an RV camper to travel in. Mm-hmm. And it was just something that I felt kind of compelled to do. That was something that I felt would bring me so much joy and insight. Mm-hmm. And so I did. I'm loving it. And I'm loving connecting with people.
So you said yes to the bless before you even knew that was a question.
I didn't know that was a question. So my thing for everybody, my takeaway is do it. Take the risk. Go out and do something like that. But do it connecting with other people.
And you're dotting your way across the country and you still have almost 25 more woolly friends to connect with.
Yeah. By the end of this trip, I will have gone 8,000 miles.
Wow.
And 30 states and one accidental trip into Canada that I didn't mean to. I guess it happens.
It happens. It's happened to me before.
But I still have many more people to connect with and none of them I've seen in person.
Wow.
A lot of people thought I was a little bit, a little bit crazy there, going to people's houses that you met on the internet. But actually, it's a community of women that through this dress challenge and the pandemic gotten really close. We have a group where we're extremely vulnerable and you go through people's trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
And you feel their love and you send love to them. So there are people I feel I know, even though I've never met them in person.
I think that's a wonderful invitation to encourage people to engage in those spaces of love, to look for those spaces and those people that are extending love, and to take some risks.
Yes.
Because, you know, risks are risks, but how do you know if you don't try?
It's all a risk. Meeting a new person is a risk. You never know, is this person going to like you or not?
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to, you know, look past that risk and get out there and meet them.
Thank you. That's a wonderful, wonderful invitation. And I have a blessing for you for your journey ahead. This is from my Celtic Daily Prayer Book, Volume 1. And it is Brennan, and it's an exploration of a vision. And for folks that listen to the podcast, you might have heard a portion of this blessing before, but I'm going to read almost all of it for you. And this will be a blessing that Tracy's going to be taking with her on her travels, and we'll be extending this blessing out in our parking lot to her wonderful travel van and her three dog friends on this adventure that she is on. So this is the blessing for you today. I thank you for this, my God. I am a traveler and a stranger in the world, like so many of your people before me. There is a sense of adventure and openness to possibilities, abandonment to God, and expectation of fulfilling God's will. I accept the responsibility. I'll hear and obey and trust it is your voice I hear, the call of the Spirit, the cry of the bird of heaven. It is a yes to risky living. So blessings upon your travels.
Thank you
for your wisdom and sharing yourself with our community. And to all those Woolies out there, we love you. We see you. And we are so, so grateful that you are part of our lives. Thank you, Tracy, for joining us for this November's Yes to the Blessed Challenge, as well as 3.5 questions about love. Your answers invite us to consider how joy is part of all parts of life, and how actions of blessing is gritty, real-life work. Thank you for sharing your Woolly cross-country journey with us. It's a joy to see you face to face. To learn more about Tracy's travels, visit her website, tracywright1.com/links/, or on Instagram at gypsyrambler1. This November, I invite you to say, write, and to ponder on what the real action of blessing is. How can we, in all that life throws our way, sincerely and honestly speak, see, and say something good about someone or something? The Scottish poet Rumi has a word of wisdom for us in the poem of the week, The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning is a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. I am your Holy Shenanigans Muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Thanks to Ian Eastman for sound editing, Tracy Wright for being this week's guest, and HSP listeners for supporting our work by way of buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. Until next time, may songs of joy bring you to your feet to dance, even in the midst of sorrow. May we welcome blessings to all parts of our lives and be blessed with traveling partners to share our journey. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.